Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast, we're fucked. I don't know how you've made it, mate. Fair play. I thought you'd be a no-show. Had to go and drag his ass out of his bed.
He looks.
By the way, do you know clean your room now?
That's just. I've literally just got in the house, and he's banging the door, mate, like the police.
We were driving out to pick you up, and he says, "Where will we go? Where are we going first?" He says, "We'll try his own house first. We'll try Capaldi's house, and then we'll try the police station."
You look well, to be fair.
You're looking great.
He was William Wallace last night, he's Robert De Bruce's dad this morning.
Back to that, innit?
take the shades off, let's see the men's pies come on.
I've got my two kids here, man, they're absolutely petrified of this. Who's the zombie?
Yeah, that's good, mate.
Ugh, mate. Easy, innit?
Simon last night as well, wasn't he?
Who's Simon?
10 right? cans a night, 10k in the morning, you're sorted, mate. See, when you're in good night, you didn't really get in that sort of state, shut down.
Mate, honestly. I walked fucking through the park, mate, about half an hour ago with that kilt on. Everybody was staring at us.
Oh, I mean, you were here some night, weren't
it? Yeah, it was
some day, some night.
Me and Carl were saying last night that you have done some show with you. It was absolutely bopping, man, last night. It was unreal, yeah. You came up to me and said, was it noisy? Because you obviously can't realise from it was bouncing out there, mate. So even up there, it was bouncing. Scotty Allen was loving it.
Amazing, mate. Kev, what a day.
Mate, honestly, what an experience. I've had some honestly, genuinely unbelievable life experiences. But see that last night, being a Scotland fan and forgetting having played football, just being a fan for the night. Oh man, I felt emotional. I felt like teary and I thought this is like 23 years in the making. Because when you're 17, back at World Cup 98, couldn't remember it too well in terms of like great drinking and partying and stuff. But that last night was... It only showed in town. Yeah. It was amazing.
I know Capaldi and that is here, but the real hero, mate, is Cal Naismith. Oh. He is electric, man. So we're sitting up on the balcony, kind of watching the game, but he's talking, being funny, man. And he's like to me, we're talking about the standard of the game, and Jamie O'Hara's commenting about the championship. He's like, you know yourself, mate, you've played in the championship. And I went, oh, mate, I only played high league one. He went, you only played league one? I'm fucking blocking your number and just walked away at first. I thought you'd put in the championship, I'm not talking to you anymore.
He's one of the nicest guys of all time as well.
Oh, the best guy.
He's diving. Just banter.
But banter all the time, mate, isn't he? Yeah.
He's got a heart.
He was watching this last night, he was like, how am I not playing in this?
What, in that game? Yeah. What was it he said to the taxi?
So there was one of Capaldi's mates was following us, trying to get us to get in a taxi. And Cal kept going, I'm not getting in anything, that's no Mercedes. I want a Vito here and now. Unless it's a BMW or Mercedes, I'm not getting in.
What a hero. One thing I will say is, fair play to him in a linen Zara top to open goal.
He's better than that.
He was Baltic.
You can't give it the bigger than where that is.
He was Baltic.
Oh, he was what a guy to... Mate, you said that he played against him last season, right? But you were in the hole, he was centre back.
Yeah, he was good to be fair, but I scored two in the first half. And then he scored in the second half and he's at the back going like that, Joshy boy, here we go.
But what, see, after you'd scored two, he was shouting, just leave it to me.
He was going, aye, just leave him 1v1 with me.
No, see the story he told as well, and we need to tell it. I was up there yesterday and he's like, mate, what's the biggest rinsing somebody's given? He's like, being honest, he's like, I played left back for Luton once in the championship. There was a kid that played right wing for Fulham. Can't remember the guy's name.
Don't even know his name.
He says, but this day the guy is just rinsing me. Every time he comes up to he goes by us. Half time comes out for the second half, they line up against each other and like, how the fuck have they not took you off? You had a fucking shocker in that first half. He just won banner all the time.
Mate, he was hammering his own goalie against us. So like, there's been a corner, and I've like gone to like push it, like push the goalie in the net, and like he's like fell over the keeper, and Cal's gone to his own goalie. Are you? He's like that. Punch his canter around at his goalie. Just like hammering the goalie, man. I was like, this is too much.
Oh, amazing. Well, where did you end up, Paul? No, I say.
Don't know where I ended up.
Was it a seedy day? Was it a seedy den somewhere on the west end of Glasgow?
Oh, mate.
Where's Fodringham's old house? I heard he ended up.
I heard that as well, mate. That's the rumour.
There was a cat going about.
I mean, you like pussy?
No, I wish it was that. My eyes started to get closing up.
Oh, you must be allergic to the cat.
And the cat kept going, I was like, mate, please get this away from me. Yeah. So I don't know, mate.
That's not what you're needing, Paul, is it?
No.
What are you doing today? Are you going back to bed or? Kicking on, what are you doing?
Straight to bed, mate.
I didn't think you drank.
I don't, mate.
That's why he's in this state, innit?
No. One half, innit? One of the best nights of all time, innit?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I was so happy to see you coming at your flat this morning because I had genuine thoughts that he was on a flight to Amsterdam again.
that was the next step, innit?
But need to say as well, crowd have been unbelievable, so fair mate. Play.
Aye, the crowd
reception for Griffiths, Halliday there, what we asked for, amazing, man. Yeah. Wasn't the crowd are brilliant. Yeah,
that was good timing because obviously, Scotland's divided with who they support, but we're here for Scotland. So anybody that comes in on our stage, we're here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's Scotland. We're here to support and get behind everybody.
Mate, I'm English and I was desperate for a Scotland goal to see this place go off last night. I just wanted to see
it. You kept saying to me, I'm not sure what I want to happen here, man.
I just wanted to see this place go nuts, man. Yeah. And when O'Donnell nearly scored.
Wow.
That was so close, man. Oh, man. I was thinking, oh my God.
But even at the final whistle, the scenes were tremendous in here, weren't they?
Did you see him lobbing pints off that, Cal?
Popping pints off the balcony.
Oh, man, did you hear that? My mate was beside him and he just kept going like, next pint, fuck you, next one.
Andy's missus was going, again, he's going.
They all started doing it in here before chucking pints like back and forth to each other, but oh, what an atmosphere.
What a day. We're singing that.
Nah,
it's not a day for singing.
You're right, mate. How good is that? Andy Halliday and Lee Griffiths coming on and everybody singing the both of their names.
That is
unbelievable, mate. They're
sitting very close to each other on that couch, weren't they?
I know.
Hair, weren't it? They're straight each other's hair.
Are they two rubbed hairs together at the start of the fire?
They're doing that minute up there.
They must have a little Livingston relationship.
I know.
I think it is the old lovey relationship.
I think Andy's desperate to find out where Griff got his hair done.
Yeah.
Because that's Andy's next move.
Two pupeds, innit?
Aye.
Andy kept wanting his daughter to get close last night, didn't he, on the stage?
Ah, he kept getting close.
What was that all about?
Strange, wasn't it?
Leave it, Andrew.
By the way, we need to see on Kitty, different man when his missus is here as well, isn't it?
Was he? Did he not speak much to the boys last night? No.
Patch did he speak to anybody?
First time I've spoke to him since I left, obviously, like, close. He's some guy, man. He's some guy.
Who, Andy?
Aye. He was just great to me last night. You would have played on that right wing for us, I'm telling you.
You fucking hated playing on the right wing, though, didn't you? Right, talk about the result, lads, and the performance. Scotland's still in the tournament. What was the best part of the performance for you? I never watched a minute, so who watched it?
I watched the full game.
Right, go on, Kev,
I'm going to say this right now. Apart from Stones' header and possibly Mason Mount's chance, because McTominay tried to cut inside, got dispossessed with the ball, Sterling's got at him, nutmegged him, and Mount, I think, just tried to tap it in. Apart from that, I don't think David Marshall had actually had a save to make the whole game. See, when we got the ball, specifically, or especially, whatever word, doing that left-hand side, Robertson and Tierney. What O'Donnell lacks going forward, Tierney more than made up for. So see when we went down that left-hand side, it's how quick he gets out of the
ball.
He's an animal, isn't he? It's how quick he gets out of the ball. And because he comes out with the ball at great pace, England like think, oh, wait a minute, we need to go. So when people go to him, it leaves space for others, and that's how we were getting down. But honestly, man, to a man, Scotland were unbelievable.
We do need to give a shout out to Stephen O'Donnell because he could have been easy for him to fold.
Stephen O'Donnell,
he was good last night, really good.
Stephen O'Donnell was very good, right, and he'll get praise for being very good, but let's not beat about the bush. The other night, he didn't perform well, he got criticised. That happens in football.
Yeah, you're right.
We've all been criticised, but we're not going to turn around and say, oh, it was a bit harsh on him, because that's just reality of it. Didn't play very well, got criticised. See, last night, he was fucking brilliant. Yeah. So he will praise him for it. Because Stephen O'Donnell, people say, oh, get him out of the team, get young Nathan Patterson in. When we break it all down, Nathan Patterson's only played a handful of games. He's a young kid with bags of potential.
Potential,
right? And one day he will be possibly the Scotland right-back. But at this moment, right time, Steve Clark's looking for players who he can trust. And see if you can get Stephen O'Donnell what he did last night. He knows that Steve Clark knows, if Stephen O'Donnell gives me that, That's why he plays, and that's what it is.
Well, he obviously knows he gives him that, doesn't he?
Of course he does.
He's not going to play him if you don't trust him. Everything gets overhyped, though, doesn't it? It's like, was he that bad the other day? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to sound like I'm hating, but was Calvin Phillips that good the other day?
Yeah.
Like, he was getting made out, he was Makalele. Yeah. And then last night, he's getting slaughtered because he weren't that, but he weren't even that bad last night. It's just because he was that good the other day. But I just think people get too blindsided by performances sometimes.
But Simon, like, what's the most frustrating thing about last night was, is that why did we not play that team in the first game against the Czech Republic? Because Steve Clarke probably knew, but went for the safety option in the first game and thought, right, we need to try and get something at the England game. And he's went with two up front. Here he comes. Here's Holtie.
Got it, Holt. So, Na. How good is that last night as well, mate?
The train drivers have been unbelievable.
They've been very horny, haven't they?
to play 3-5-2 and be positive, like, that takes balls under, because that could have went the other way. We could have got hammered last night, but we didn't. But see, let's be honest about it. England, see them down the road, man. They need to get their fucking heads out the clouds.
Right,
they
we'll
are not as good as what
McGregor
they think.
McGregor and Gilmore made a big
very
pass.
Good day too. Can handle the ball, Josh. Your type of players, mate.
But the first game he played, three, like, win the ball back.
Three dogs.
Aggressive runners. Yeah. Not that they're not good players, because they are, but them two just, they calm it down a little bit, don't they? I thought it was a little bit of a doing last night, to be honest, in the second half. They had England pinned back for about 20, 25 minutes.
Aye.
They could have see, easily won 2 or 3.
See, on the game, could Scotland have won the game?
Mate, Scotland had no unbelievable chances. We just needed a wee break in terms of the chances. Like, Dykes has hit a volley, the boys just cleared it off the line. A ball's come over the top and it's managed to bobble to Shea Adams. If that ball was on his right foot, he turns and shoots, but he just can't get it to turn. A ball come over the back, Shea Adams arriving late. He gets there a few seconds earlier. He's burying it. The one that O'Donnell's had the volley and Pickford save. I think if Shea Adams is a natural goal scorer, more on his toes, he heads that ball in. Like, we had chances, but just no clear-cut enough to be really good chances.
See, as an England person, though, you should never have Grant Hanley and the Scotland centre-backs on the halfway line penning you in at Wembley. That should never...
But you've not got anyone to turn them with Kane up front, have you? It's not like Kane can turn Grant Hanley. I know you've got quite wide players, but
Kane got very much want to come in.
We're going to come to England in a bit, but Billy Gilmour.
Mate, Billy Gilmour.
19-year-old.
We said it.
First start. Is he going to go right? Is he going to go right to the top?
Mate. Aye.
That kid will go right to the top. I'm telling you. That was Redknapp about.
Redknapp about
Lampard, didn't it? We're saying it now.
And they'll play that clip back that you've said that.
Like, I'm the only one that said Billy Gilmour would be a top.
No, you are. Aren't you? Only what you want to say years ago. No, I think you will. But he's different level, mate, isn't he?
Billy Gilmour's just like,
he just wants the ball, doesn't he?
Like, I think any kid watching football, watch him. The guy's continually on his toes, anticipating things, expecting things, knowing what he's going to do with it before it comes to him. He's like, just watch him, honestly. It's his balance, it's everything. And then when he gets the ball, man, does he know how to keep the bloody football? Yeah. Keeps it. Like, the first...
No rocket science, isn't it? Just pass it to...
I think the first 2 or 3 minutes...
It's when someone's up your arse, mate, I'll tell you that.
It's bravery, Kev, isn't it? Sorry.
It's not bravery, I think it's just genuine. It's no bravery. No, I know what you're saying, but bravery in terms of... Bravery in terms of, like...
Do you know what, you talked news this morning or something?
No, I know, I just loved it.
Bravery in terms of
the confidence. He's got the confidence to do it, so it's no bravery. He's just confident enough to do it. He trusts in his ability. So, the first few minutes, I think it's a throw-in, it's come back, played to Billy Gilmour. He's just whipped it round the corner. Back into O'Donnell, we've cut it back to Shea Adams, and I think Shea Adams gets his foot right round. That's a different...
He was doing that at 15, though, in training.
Aye.
Like, when he came to train with Wobbs.
Oh, so did you train with...
I used to drop him off at Milne Gaye train station all the time to let him go back to his house. I still message him now saying, you owe me train money, you fucking...
Was he brilliant, Josh,
Mate, so obviously, to be fair, Kenny's seen it straight. Kenny came into the change room one day and
Kenny Miller?
You know what I'm like, Kenny was like, I'm telling you now, he plays for Barcelona. And I'm going, Kenny, mate, he's 15, he's shite, shut up, mate. Like, messing around. He's like, no, Josh, trust me, he's better than Xavi. And I'm like, you know, lads are like, yeah. Kenny, shut up, mate, better than Xavi. Mate, he came and trained with us, but someone's whazzed the ball into him and he just flipped one round the corner first time, little tiny 15, and I thought, that was decent for a 15-year-old.
Wow.
Like, and he's like in the box trying to make people and that, like, confident at 15. And obviously Kenny's probably no wrong. He's probably, if he carries on the way he's going, he might play for Barcelona, you know what I mean?
Is he a good kid?
Oh, he's a little legend, man.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a legend. But, you know, he's got that arrogance, hasn't he? Like, I think he believes last night he would never admit it. No, but I think he thinks that I'm the best midfield player on this pitch.
I don't know if he does.
Think in his mind that's what he will be thinking.
I think he obviously at Chelsea, so he plays with Mason Mount.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every day. He's got on that pitch tonight thinking, I know
what he's doing. I'm thinking he's looking
at Mason Mount thinking, I'm just every bit as good as you. Yeah. So why would he go to that part last night fearing who he was up against? See, if that England team had fucking Billy Gilmour in their squad, they might be a better team, but
mate,
they don't.
I'm telling you now, he's a better... We said it to O'Hara. Billy Gilmour's a better player than Declan Rice and Calvin Phillips. No,
but somebody said if Billy Gilmour was another 4 or 5 inches tall, we'd be raving about him.
But because he's, that,
I know, but that's just how it is. Everybody's a big Declan Rice. Maybe a bit by Annika Rice. Hell, man.
Mate, people be raving off Billy
Gilmour. I'm to you last night.
Mate, honestly,
Kevin,
I'm just,
Kyle, Kevin,
no, I just, is, I just think that, like, well,
he's a man of the nation now, isn't he?
What about boiled rice?
Eh?
What about boiled rice?
Nah, mate, fried rice all day long. But
mate,
I just think...
People would be buzzing more off Billy, wouldn't he? If he ran around and kicked people and smashed people.
But he's good at that as well, Tommy. That's what I like about him.
He'd be getting raved off if he was doing that because he's like, oh, look at him and that. But because he just gets on the ball and plays 5 yards.
Yeah.
People obviously don't talk about him as much as they talk
Simon,
about
Simon, we've had Kieran Tierney and Andy Robertson, two of our best players, both in the same position. And it's amazing to have two players of that quality. But when you're on an international stage, you're needing something in the attacking midfield, striker position to try and get your goals, etc, etc. Wales, the reason they got to where they got to the semi-finals, it was back in the Euros, was because they had Bale.
Yeah.
That one, Billy Gilmour could be our one. That galvanises the rest of the team to get to his level to want to achieve things. That's what we, I think we're on the big game Tuesday.
Do you know,
man,
Kev, I think that's last night's one of the best performances in Scotland's history.
Oh, mate.
To get beaten.
Wait a minute here.
No, serious. Right. I think after the first game to get beat at home, the Czechs, to play England, and they were bad the other day, and they came back and put a performance in like that.
Aye.
It's sensational.
Mate,
I just hope they've not blown the load, though. Do you know
him,
I mean?
Or, him or Scotland? Because no. He's definitely blown his load last night.
Aye, twice apparently.
Twice? No,
all over his cell though.
Aye.
But do you know, because obviously last night was a massive game, wasn't it? And they'll have built themselves up for it. I hope they just don't go to Croatia now and it's a bit flat.
Flat.
Josh, how do you...
Can it be flat now?
No.
Josh, how do you think Scotland approach it? Do you think they need to go for it?
Same team, I think?
Aye, you've got to go same
team. I think same team, right? And basically start the way they started against England. Suss out your opponents, and then figure out where you're going to, because I think that's what happened last night. We started off cagey, And then as we got into the game, we realised that, wait a minute here, why are we... And then we started popping it about, and then we started... When we started popping about and getting ourselves... cameraman's nearly just killed himself. When we started popping about, we got into areas that were going to cause England problems. I think that's the same way. Like, let's look at Croatia. You said it a couple of podcasts ago. They're an aging side. Modric is unbelievable. So we nullify him. We work on our strengths. We don't worry about Croatia. We perform to the levels that we got to last night. A wee break, we beat Croatia and we move on.
I could get stick for this, but I'd still play Patterson against Croatia.
What, after O'Donnell's performance?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think you need to win the game, don't you? And he's good going forward.
If that's easy, put Forrest in.
Yeah, or James Forrest.
O'Donnell was great last night, but...
Nah, stick
Croatia
with him.
And all that
he's
good,
he's found a bit of form, stick with him, mate. If he's going to be a right back, right wing back, just let him go and play now. Fit boy, you can play 3 games, can't he?
I
don't see the sense in that if somebody's high in confidence, you're putting somebody that's not played in the first 2 games.
No, you stick with the same team.
The one thing I won't do tomorrow in the Tuesday is play Patterson anyway. I'll just keep on tunneling.
All right, England, Josh. What did you think of them last night?
Just...
Slow, isn't it? Slow football, no?
Yeah, just... I didn't know what I thought of them. It was just boring, wasn't it? It was just... They didn't have any... They looked like they didn't have anything, did they, last night?
No, they just... It's a team of individuals.
Yeah, I just think... I wouldn't have played Rice and Phillips last night, because Scotland are an inferior team to England, let's have it right. I'd have played Mount back one and put Grealish in and played Foden in the 10 and just attacked Scotland and put them on the back foot, because, like I said, in the second half, Scotland had us pinned back, and it was... Like that shouldn't be happening to them players, England players, getting pinned back by a Scotland side.
I get what you're saying, mate. Against a France or something, I could understand going with Phillips and Rice, but why do you need two defensive sitting midfield players?
Grealish came on for, I think, only maybe 10, 15 minutes.
O'Donnell was rattling him, to be fair.
I know, but when Grealish did get the time and space, he did look threatening. Like, he did, he's gliding past people better than, obviously, the Scotland players at that time are tired and stuff, but like you say, Simon, why play two defensive? Had you played Grealish and Foden with Rice sitting?
Yeah.
Gives you more options. But
or mounting Foden with Grealish up on a high, yeah.
But that's, like I say, I just think England...
They've got no chance. England will not be anywhere near winning it.
Joint favourites to win the Euros.
Yeah, I know. I just think from the first game, we've beat Croatia and the whole country's gone mental as if we're Brazil, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And
then, but you don't think, Josh, like, we watched the Croatia game, sorry, I'm
he's
fucking...
He's somebody take
half out time. Half-time on the most of the platforms watching the game, the pundits were absolutely, like, praising England and their performance. I was watching it thinking, they're all right. Yeah, aren't they amazing? Are they being paid extra to try and hype it up? Is this what's going on? Like, they're no realist about how their team's actually performing.
And I think it's the flip side for last night as well. Like, England are getting absolutely obliterated at the minute for last night. Southgate's getting hammered. Like, it's 0-0. People just need to relax a little bit. Like, we're going to go through the group. Spain won the World Cup. And was it you who said... No, I don't know who said it. And lost the first game at Switzerland.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't really matter.
Portugal drew their group games that night when they won it. Yeah.
But so Scotland's going to win it then?
Scotland are going to win it, mate.
It's just Harry Kane, innit? Like,
so why are they not getting the best out of Harry Kane? He looks... See, when you said he was slow, didn't really agree, but watching him, he looks... He's slug on crutches, isn't he?
Because you know when he plays there for Spurs, he's got Son and the other madman, Moura, running behind him.
Yeah.
Here, Foden's not doing that, and...
Foden wants to come to the boss.
He comes too deep, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't say
Harry Kane's just a typical Alan Shearer type striker where you've got to get balls in the box.
He's England, not in the box, though, is he, at the moment?
I know, but that's because England are only putting balls in the box. Yeah. So why would you get to somewhere that's nobody's... Like Foden and Sterling want to come in and play 1-2s round the corners and get that... It's like they're trying to do the Man City goals. Like Man City, when they don't play a striker, they still get goals, whereas... for me, if they stay wider, get to the byline, get balls in the box and make players defend, but they're not making teams defend.
I think they want their fullbacks to do that, but James only, put one cross.
They're overhyped. It's every single team, they're overhyped. Same old shite.
It's fucking quality to see.
Right, put your cards on the table. Will Scotland qualify, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they will.
Is 4 points enough? That's my question.
I think 4 points will be enough.
What are you going to do if Czech Republic beat England, Scotland win and Scotland finish second?
If
Czech Republic beat England and we win by, a couple of goals, finish?
Would you love it if England... Because I'd be in England
with third. 4 points, Czechs?
The Czechs and England are basically through now.
I'd love that.
So if Czechs beat England...
No, you want England to win it because, like Slaney says, they get a tough team in the next round.
What's your thoughts on this prediction? I think Germany win the whole thing.
No. Germany, France battered them.
No, they never.
Yes, they did. Mate,
they beat them, they never battered them.
Miles better.
Right, we'll watch them. Watch them win them.
Right, we'll have a bet now.
Look at this, right here.
Spare our server loses.
All right, Sam.
Right, okay. On open goal live.
All right, Sam.
So, whoever goes further, France or Germany?
What?
Right, we'll see.
What was a bit?
Quite strong him, by the
way. A bit heated there, didn't
it? Mate, he came up to me last night and he went, Josh, you boy, went,
mate, it was hard last night, wasn't it?
Wasn't it, bro?
I don't know. You can see changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away.
That's a hard song to sing live.
Let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, everything I've ever had. That was a shit.
Mate, Scotland's got some unbelievable songs.
And if I will become a stranger.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was good.
Keep going.
I don't know next part.
You know that it would make me whole inside.
Caledonia is coming.
See when we do the live shows and we're singing, right? Try and learn the words, boys.
I know,
fucking
I don't even know what you've just been saying.
Mate, the crowd take over, man.
The crowd are like, they're unbelievable.
We've got the game,
Simple John again. I just don't think you understand. He's Steve Clark's man, he's better than Zidane. We've got Simple John again.
James A. Forrest.
No.
They love John McGinn, though, don't they?
Oh, no wonder, mate. John McGinn's brilliant.
I should go to song, see if you're a bit thingied with your where we're at. John McGinn, I love it. Right, so Scotland to go through. Everyone thinks.
See the problem I've got with that draw yesterday between the Czechs and Croatia? It now gives Croatia a chance. They beat us, they go through.
Yeah.
Whereas had Czech Republic beaten them, they might have turned up, not really giving a shit.
Sacked it off.
Aye, sacked it off. Yeah. So the group's wide open, but all we wanted was a chance. And we've got that chance.
What about me? My first defeat last night to Griff. He did tennis.
Oh, so he did. But he, mate, he's got the best. He's the best good, header of the ball in the world.
Right.
That's what we were saying. The motor of that, the one that Adams kind of, he's on his toes. He's not on his toes. I mean,
he loved you as well.
He loved you. It was going out, touch and overhead kick, back of the net.
Mate, what a shot that was.
Yeah.
If only he could do that for his club.
Are you here on the night?
What? Don't think so.
Come on, who wants Windass on the night? He says he's got to go up the road, but let's get him on, innit? He needs to come on.
I'm going to text someone after and try to get it sorted. But
for the dogs?
Keep the dogs up in the balcony.
Bring your dogs out.
Mum, I'll
get
watch
my pint. Oh, we need to get a mention again. Oh, she was outstanding. No, just on the balcony now. She's on the stage. She's taking over, man. Yeah, imagine she started hosting the show.
Yeah, she was loving it. You said a few shouts till she was happy, weren't she, on the stage?
What did I say?
Come on, she did that at one point.
Oh, so she did that. I'll try to get off her on the stage. That was right.
She said I was a lovely boy.
She's a terrible kisser, eh?
I don't know why she didn't want to do them up the balcony, she's where are you?
I know, strange.
I'm not saying about me and Ma.
See, it's just you've got your mum's a lovely woman.
She's a national treasure.
She is.
But George is a better kisser. First, I'll tell you that now. George's a much better kisser.
I don't want to know how you know that. Right. Is that us?
Wait, we need to Zoom call your man O'Hara.
We said it, we called it, Simon, didn't we?
He's been slaughtering Scotland, didn't he? He's getting it this week.
Mate, what about Rio Ferdinand as well?
What's he saying?
He just went, we win the game comfortably, championship side.
And then he started laughing and said that again.
See, the championships, I'm not trying to, like, is there even a championship player in the team apart from Lyndon Dykes?
I think so. Grant Hanley just went up to the Premier League.
I don't get why they say that.
What's happening with you, mate? You talking about championship, few teams, I've seen Sky Sports News this morning, 3 teams are in for Josh Windass. Nah, 3 managers are off their fucking
head. Where was he to fail? Alavar or Montrose?
He's Sterling, I think it is.
Sorry, but where was he seen up the balcony last night?
Who, him?
Selick, wasn't it? Angie, wasn't it? Angie was on the phone.
Angie's been on the phone, haven't he?
No, I don't know, mate, I don't know. Just keep my cards close to my chest, I don't know what's happening, so.
George, can I ask you, see at Rangers, what was Andy like about the place?
Mate, I don't just want to say it because I'm on camera and that. He's one of the most underrated technical players I've ever played with.
Ah, you're talking shite.
Ah, he must be drinking last night.
I swear to God, mate.
Was he good at it?
You know, like in 8v8s and that, and like technical, like you wouldn't. When I speak to people about Andy, I told him anyway. People generally don't think he's like a good player. They just think he like runs around busy and that.
Yeah.
He's technical, mate. I swear to God, he's proper technical.
And Josh, what about around the place? Is it the leader?
Aye, he's a good lad, yeah.
Was he in the changing room? Would he give you team talks?
Aye, he'd chirp up, like.
Would he?
He'd chirp up, yeah. If something weren't going right or someone was like, standards needs to be raised. Andy would.
He ties it in there, but you just slapped him down last night, didn't you?
I don't know what he was thinking, trying to tell us.
Shut him sitting down, didn't you? I'm brilliant that bit.
He said it's already done it to boys like Windass and that, but don't ever
too big
to
for you, mate. You've changed his life, haven't
you? Yeah, Andy. I've changed his bum life, haven't
I? Mate, you've smashed it, to be fair, haven't you?
Flying, mate. It's just it's the bit, I swear to God, I know I keep saying it every show. I never want this type of end, mate.
No, I could go the Euros for the full season, could you?
I don't know what it is.
I could do this every day. See, at the start, it was a wee bit of. See now, mate, I'm in that fucking.
Well, if Scotland qualify, then you've got another couple of weeks.
It's the crowd, the fans are the best.
It's the crowd, man. Yeah. The crowd's amazing. Like, obviously, we're grateful for everybody buying the tickets and stuff. But when they come here, they're putting on an atmosphere, whether it be some nights where we're sold out, some nights where we're maybe like three, a wee bit less. Whoever comes at any night have been unbelievable.
The national anthem at the end, just before we came off, mate, I actually had good goosebumps.
I've got some funny videos from last night.
I just love being Scottish.
Like, going mad in here, Cal up there, messing around. I'll send you his friend, zinging pints off the balcony, mate.
Him on that bus was iconic.
Is that one of the best of all time entrances?
You seen my video? On Instagram.
Is it frightening?
I videoed it and put it on my story.
Did you?
Yeah. It's brilliant, mate. I watched it this morning.
It was very good.
We put the Braveheart speech up on there before it was. Yeah. I actually was.
Mate, so say, see, I was up there hiding up the top of the bus, and when I heard that, you could actually hear the crowd like roaring with the Braveheart speech. Because I thought when that comes on, it'll be just quiet people listening to it. But people, mate, I swear, people were starting to do the speech as well. Mate, I swear, I've never felt like that up there.
I've never seen it, eh?
Braveheart.
Oh my God,
watch it tonight before.
Do you know, see, Gary Holt was. What was he doing at the front of the bus? When
Jason Holt.
He was driving it, wasn't he?
I know.
Rubbing his arse on the wheel.
I know, he said, come on, get ready for the show. Can you get
off that? Right, boys, your decision game. You know how to play. You can get involved in the free to play game at home, as well as a chance to win big money. It's a simple yes or no game. Cash prize will be won in the second round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of
£10,000.
Price of that. Kettle. Everyone who gets 6 or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play.
Josh, just before we go, the players you've played with, 5-a-side team, you've got 1 minute to pick your 5-a-side team best players.
Just 5-a-side?
5-a-side, you have to pick one goalkeeper.
Oh.
Pedro, Wes. You put Pedro in goals now.
Wes. League One, Wes.
He's just good with his feet, isn't he?
League One?
Cranchar.
Cranchar.
Wow.
What an arse. His arse was constantly hungry, wasn't it? Jesus Christ,
1 minute. 1 minute.
Jesus Christ, where does he play?
Does he play?
Barry Bannon.
Baz. Technician. He's a technician, young Barry, isn't he?
Me.
Barry Bannon will be on the podcast, just to be exclusive. Your dad.
Maybe he's really that ball, let's go.
And Kevin Kyle.
What a bad team that is. That team gets
dicked. That's not making the show anyway, is it?
That team pumps any team in the world.
Aye.
Brilliant, lads. We'll go again tonight.
Oh, we'll be coming
down the road. When you hear the noise of the open goal, boys, we'll be coming down the road.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.